the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special, from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about the manner of disagreement. I invite you to join with us. Today, Sunday, is the 23rd of Zilqa'dah, 1442, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Tir, 1400, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of July, 2021, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to Chapter Az-Zumar, verses 17 to 18.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب.
Who listen to speech and follow the best of it, those are the ones Allah has guided, and those are people of understanding.
أَفَمَنْ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ أَفَأَنْتَ تُنْقِذُ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ.
Then, is one who has deserved the decree of punishment to be guided? Then, can you save one who is in the fire?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
These two verses have turned to an Islamic slogan demonstrating Muslim free thinking and selectiveness in different issues. They seek truth and turn toward it whenever they find it. They drink their fill of pure spring head of truth. They are not only after truth and good words, but also are they selective between good and better and choose the latter. This is the characteristic of a true Muslim and a true seeking believer. The manner of disagreement is the topic of this episode. We all have our own thoughts, opinions, and values, which means disagreement can be pretty common, especially in the workplace. However, there is a big difference between just disagreement and disagreeing respectfully. The first will likely cause hurt feelings and only add fuel to an already tense fire, but the second, that approach can lead to new ideas and a much more productive discussion. Unfortunately, it's all too easy to get so wrapped up in your own beliefs that all common courtesy goes straight out the window. Respect goes beyond difficult conversation. Of course, being helpful and considerate toward family members, teachers, or coaches in our everyday actions helps all of us establish a foundation for those times when we might disagree. The Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with manners of disagreement. In this connection, we find that in the Islamic history, even from the early Islamic period, early Islamic history, we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed much tolerance regarding those people who used to oppose him. In fact, in the early Islamic history, we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, managed to get involved in some wars. Only when it was necessary to be engaged in a battle in order to defend the Islamic religion. Otherwise, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam preferred to advise the people, to invite people to come to terms with the Islamic principles. And this principle of tolerance and showing toleration was prevalent and highly influential in the around 250 years of imamate. That is from the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam up to the occultation of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Now we find that in Islamic instructions it's indicated that أعقل الناس أشدهم مدارة للناس وأدل الناس من أهان الناس وأذل الناس من أهان الناس. The wisest of all people is the one who shows much toleration, much tolerance regarding others, in contact with others, in contact with other people. And the meanest of all people is the one who abuses people and who uses bad language toward other people.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain.
Now, what are some smart ways to disagree with someone respectfully? One of them is using I statements. Which one of the following statements sounds more harsh and critical? You always come up with these big ideas so close to the deadline that you only make things harder for everybody. I see where you're coming from, but I'm concerned we might be getting too close to the deadline for major changes. Chances are the first one made you recoil just a little bit. This example is an adequate representation of why it's best to use I statements when disagreeing with someone. It's just another subtle way to illustrate that your disagreement isn't a personal attack. No, effectively, disagreeing isn't all about sugarcoating what you're trying to say, but making even this small effort to soften your language can make a big difference in how your message is received.
I wonder why you and me fight each other. Don't you see the similarities between us? Take a minute and see yourself in the mirror. You look like me, those eyes, lips, you can't deny. Have you thought about why we look the same, why we feel the same? Don't tell me it's by chance. Oh, you're my brother, you're my sister.
Agree to disagree. B betraying a noble tradition. The mujtahideen, that means experts in Islamic law, differed and disagreed, yet maintained a high regard for one another. These exemplary scholars were neither self-righteous nor dogmatic. One of the scholars said, "I never argue with anyone without praying that Allah may put the truth on the tongue of that person." He also said, "My opinion is correct, but the possibility of error exists." Yes, the differing opinions of great scholars and those well versed helped to illuminate the multi dimensions of an issue and varying interpretations. This brings about a degree of flexibility that the law requires to meet the needs demanded by the vicissitudes of ever-changing times.
We allow people who disagree with us to present their ideas. Let them speak. Give them the chance to speak, to say. Don't shut them down. You grow bigger when you have the capacity of listening to people who criticize you, and you control your anger, you control your emotions, then you are a good person. Then you are a mature person. Then you are a safe person. And we have to be just even with our enemies. I know with our friends, with our family members, with those who love us, we are just, we are fair to them. But this is not a big deal. When we become just with our enemies, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "A'dalu an-nas," the most equitable person, the most just person, the most fair person, "Man ansafa man zalama," he is good to those who wronged him. He's good to them. He's fair to them. He's just with them. They wronged him. They wronged him. They abused him. But he is just to them. Therefore, he would not attack them unfairly. Don't attribute to your enemy things that they don't have. If your enemy is only a thief, say he's a thief, but don't say he's a liar, don't say he's a dictator, don't say he's fulan and fulan and fulan. Don't. Say exactly what is in him, not more than that. But because we, unfortunately, we humans, we become emotional. So if someone hurts me and he does something small to me, I attribute all the wicked things to him. All the wicked things. I use the dictionary to find wherever there is a bad word, demeaning word, I use it against him. And this is not good. You know who's going to be hurt in this case? We. Not him, we.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً.
That was all for today's special. So we'll continue this topic, inshallah, on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Until then, believe you under Allah's protection.
يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, we present you a saying worth contemplating from the Holy Prophet's 8th infallible heir, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Riza, peace be upon him, when his murderer-to-be, the Abbasid Caliph Ma'mun, deceitfully offered him the caliphate. If the caliphate is really yours, you have no right to give to others what God has given you. And if it does not belong to you, how can you give it to others what is not yours in the first place?
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Another one of the important teachings that we have is the love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his immaculate family. And the salawat and the salutations that we are ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that I also send these salutations. Obviously the salutations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our salutations are obviously not on the same level. And they're not obviously don't mean the same thing. But inshallah that's for another time. So this salawat and the salutations that we send upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, and then we add wa'ajjil farajahum at the end, in order for the hastening of the reappearance of our Imam, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr al-Zaman, is something that all Muslims accept. It is something that all Muslims have to recite in their prayer. That is the five daily prayers that we do. But it's also something extremely important about it. It is a particular dua. It is a particular supplication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never, doesn't have, the word, difficult to put it in. That is a supplication that can never be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? It is something that He Himself, Jalla Jalaluhu, does. And it is something He has ordered. And it is also regarding His most beloved. So what else is anything better than this? So in this tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the Imam says that a supplication or a dua, when we pray and we raise our hands towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this supplication remains covered. It is something that in the so-called realm of creation, that the supplication will not have that effect until that person who is supplicating, the supplicant, sends blessings on Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. Until that person raises his hands and says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadi wa ali Muhammad, that dua will not reach its target. It will be fluttering. it will be confined. It needs to go, but it does not have that ability to go for. You have basically cut its wings by not reciting the salawat. More importantly, my dear brothers and sisters, it is this supplication which is the most important supplication. That if we are able to truly understand the depths of the meaning that is contained in the salawat, that this particular one small phrase of Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, how much it contains and how much it is, you know, valuable to me. It is the best of supplications. We don't need any other supplication. But unfortunately, we do not understand the reality of this one small phrase. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu Alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Well, today in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, we are going to listen to the recitation of verses 7 and 8 of Surah Al-Bayyinah, recited by Brother Muhammad Hussein Saidian, the outstanding Iranian reciter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين
جزاك
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 7 and 8 of Surah Al-Bayyinah, recited by Brother Muhammad Hussein Saidian, the Iranian reciter. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, in verse 7 of this surah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. The first rule of tajweed that we have is غُنَّة of noon, that is مُشَدَّد. We have to apply غُنَّة to the noon by holding the sound of the noon for two vowel counts.
Yes.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ We hold the noon, the sound of the noon, for two vowel counts, and it's a nasal sound, and
sure,
that's why it means غُنَّة. غُنَّة means a nasalization. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ الصَّالِحَاتِ We have تَفْخِيم of صَاد,
yes,
as a letter of استِعْلَاء.
That is, the root of the tongue is raised
and the mouth is opened vertically.
Mm-hmm.
We have the highest level of tafkhim. And sin and sad are pronounced in the same way,
yeah,
in terms of the place of articulation.
Yeah, that's it. The place of articulation is the same.
Place of articulation is the same.
But the manner is different.
Yes, the manner is, in some characteristics, they're different.
Yeah.
For example, sin has istifad, while sad has isti'la. Sin has infitah, while sad has the opposite characteristic, which is itbaq.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or practically, we can say, using these two terms, we can say, actually, sin is pronounced with an empty mouth, but sad is pronounced with the full mouth.
Yes. Of course, that's not very precise if we just say full and mouth. If you want to make it more precise, we should say the back of the tongue and the root of the tongue is raised for sad,
mm-hmm,
while for seen it's not.
Yeah.
Say, for example, especially the mouth opens horizontally when pronouncing seen with alif al-med. Okay, we say sa, for example, wasari'u, sari'u, sa, sa. But for sad, the mouth opens vertically.
Vertically.
Sa. And you can see the difference between the sad and the ha. The ha has istifal, so it's pronounced with the ulaika. We have matul muttasil, the lengthening, which is conjunct. Conjunct means that the med is in one word. The entire med is in one word. We don't have two words, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It means that the cause of the med and the long vowel, they're in the same word. Ulaika. And you have to lengthen it to four or five vowel counts.
And be consistent.
Yes. And in the next verse, we have another matul muttasil. Jaza'uhum.
Another conjunction.
Yeah, you have to lengthen to four or five, depending on
the number
of
one.
The previous one. Yes. Then we have matul munfasil. Fiha abada. This is matul munfasil, which is the opposite of muttasil, which means disjunct.
Disjunct lengthening.
There's a separation between the long vowel and the cause of the mad, which is Hamza, by the way.
They're in two separate words.
Yeah. Fiha, fiha. We have aliful mad. Abada. Abada is another word. And mm-hmm. it begins with a Hamza. So we have fiha abada. This is matul munfasil, which could be lengthened to 2, 4, or 5 vowel counts.
Okay.
Radiallahu anhum. Pay attention to how ra is pronounced with a fatha. It's pronounced with tafkhim.
Thickly.
With thickness. Rabbihim. Jazauhum inda rabbihim. Rabbihim. Radiallahu ra. And also we have to make sure that the tip of the tongue touches the alveolar ridge, the mm-hmm. empty space behind the upper front teeth.
But not trilled.
Yes, it shouldn't be trilled. So if you say radiallahu, that's incorrect. And it should not be like an English R. Radiallahu is incorrect. It's not radi.
We need the tapping sound, as you said.
Radiallahu anhum. And we have the pronunciation of wad in the word radiallahu and also in radu.
That is pretty difficult, I
yes.
think.
Wad, the easiest way of pronouncing it is pronouncing like a dal with tafkhim, but pronounced softly, and we have to hear some stretching sound of this letter.
How can we pronounce dal with a stretching sound? So it's a stop, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to pronounce it softly. Law.
Law.
Law. Instead of saying ba,
okay.
Ba, you say ba. Law. Radiallahu anhum.
Radiallahu anhum.
See, we have this istitala for a dad.
That is lengthening.
See, before I pronounce the dad, you hear some sound. See the stretching? So we need this sound. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an.
And the body of the tongue is raised, I think.
Yes, we have
the root of the tongue.
And also istirla, so we have tafkhim.
So it is pronounced with the full mouth, practically.
Yes. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشْيَ رَبَّهِ خَ. The خَ has تَفْخِيم.
The second highest level, I think.
Second highest level. خَشْيَ. You should not exaggerate the تَفْخِيم of خَ. You shouldn't say خَشْيَ. خَشْيَ is incorrect. خَشْيَ. خَ. خَ. And, of course, you should not say خَ. Okay.
We don't have to spread our lips.
Yeah. We need the تَفْخِيم. But not too much.
Thank you, dear Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
We've been discussing some hadith about the significance of the Quran. The hadiths we have been discussing are selected from Al-Kafi, the section called Kitabu Fadlil Quran, about the merits of the Quran. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, whoever recites the Quran while he or she is a young believer, Quran on the Day of Judgment would negotiate on behalf of this person. يقول يا ربي, my Lord, إن كل عامل قد أصاب أجر عمله غير عاملي. Everyone who has worked, who has been, for example, commissioned, who has worked for someone, has been paid, except the people who have been working for me. فَبَلِّغْ بِهِ أَكْرَمَ عَطَايَاكَ. Please let him reach your most generous, most honorable gifts. Give the person who has been with me the best you have, the best gift you have. فَيَكْسُوهُ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ حُلَّتَيْنِ مِنْ حُلَلِ الْجَنَّةِ. then Allah will give this person two dresses of heaven. وَيُوضَعُ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ تَاجُ الْكَرَامَةِ And then the crown of honor will be put on his head. What are those two pieces of heavenly dress? Maybe it's Aba and Ghaba. And the crown is Amama, because Amama is the tijan of heaven. This dress is not like other dress. This dress has reason. It's not just by chance we have chosen this dress. So anyway, this is symbolic, of course, of heavenly dress. So two dresses of heaven and crown of honor will be given to this person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ أَرْضَيْنَاكَ فِيهِ Are you now satisfied with what we have done for this person? Are you pleased? فَيَقُولُ الْقُرْآنِ يَا رَبِّهِ قَدْ كُنْتُ أَرْغَبُ فِي مَا هُوَ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ هَذَا I was expecting more. فَيُعْتَ الْأَمْنِ بِيَمِينِهِ وَالْخُلْدِ بِيَسَارِهِ Then he will be given. Amn means safety, security, protection from fire into his right hand and the certificate of khuld, permanence in heaven. So one is not to go to hell, the other is to have permanent stay in heaven. So one being in the right hand, one in the left hand. ثُمَّ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ فَيُقَالُ لَهُ اِقْرَأْ وَسْعَدْ دَرَجَةً Then he will go to heaven and he will be said, recite or read and go one level higher. Then Quran will be said, هَلْ بَلَغْنَا بِهِ وَأَرْضَيْنَاكَ Are you satisfied? Has he reached the position that you wanted? فَيَغُولُ نَعَمْ Then Quran says, yes, now I am happy.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن The Ocean of Dua أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. وبأسمائك التي ملأت أركان كل شيء وبعلمك
ذلك الذي أحاط بكل شيء وبنور وجهك الذي أضاء له كل شيء يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس.
So this phrase of the dua says, وَبِعِلْمِكَ الَّذِي أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. I ask you, by your knowledge which encompasses all things. In the previous program, we sufficiently talked about this phrase of the dua, and we said that we have many instances of verses of the Holy Quran talking about Almighty Allah's knowledge. So He is the one who knows what penetrates into the earth, what comes forth from it, what comes down from the heaven, and what goes up to the heaven. Moving on, Imam Ali alayhi salam in this supplication says, وَبِنُورِ وَجْهِكَ الَّذِي أَضَاءَ لَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. I ask you, by the light of your face, through which all things are illuminated. Now, regarding the word نور, نُورِ وَجْهِكَ, light of your face, in the Holy Quran and tradition, light implies values and perfections. Light means guidance. Light means success in traveling towards belief. It means insight. It means knowledge and brightness of the spirit. Light is called the Holy Quran. فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. There has come to you from Allah a light, a manifest book. So light has got different implications, different usages in the Holy Quran. The most apparent of which is the Holy Quran itself. Light also means divine rules, the moral facts. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا التَّوْرَاةَ فِيهَا هُدًى وَنُورٌ. Surely, the Almighty Allah says, we sent down the Torah, wherein is guidance and light. So, according to these references, it comes clear that light is the essence of Almighty Allah's attributes. It's the essence of His accomplishments and His glorious names from which all creatures benefit to the highest degree of their existence, to the highest degree of their capability and capacity. And this is how the creatures would be able to get rid of their obscurity. In this apt situation, the talented human goes from the darkness of inexistence to the light of existence, from incapacity to perfection, from darkness of ignorance to the light of knowledge, from oppression to justice. In fact, by His guidance and by His help, by His nur, by His light, human being is able to go from unbelief to faith, from deviation to guidance, and from materialism to spirituality. In order to rise in position, all due to Allah's light, names and attributes, who is the pure light in reality.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Oh Allah, bless Muhammad and his progeny. Oh Allah, I beseech you, by your mercy which encompasses everything, and by your power by which you overcome everything, and which submits to it everything, and humble before it is everything. And by your might by which you conquer everything, and by your majesty, a
against which nothing can stand. And by your greatness which prevails over everything. And by your authority which is exercised over everything. And by your own self that shall endure forever after everything has vanished. And by your names which manifest your power over everything. And by your knowledge which pervades everything. And by the light of your face which illuminates everything. O he who is light, O he most holy, O he who is light, O he most holy.
The Quranic verses and the traditions of the Holy Prophet imply that the light of face in this phrase, would be nuri wajhik, has the same realities and perfections, thousands of which have been pointed out in Jushan al-Kabir supplication. The reason light is used as a singular might be the fact that Almighty Allah's lofty names are actually His existence. There is nothing as noun or adjective in this world that can be in His holy sanctuary. Knowledge and wisdom, mercy and knowledge, they are all the existence of the One. They are mere names that have been created for us to be able to maybe think, maybe to some degree understand who He really is. Since light mainly means guidance in Islamic texts, so this phrase when the supplicant says, وَبِنُورِ وَجْهِكَ الَّذِي أَضَاءَ لَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ, I ask you, by the light of your face, through which all things are illuminated, might mean that we say, O Allah, we ask you by your guidance, by which all creatures are guided. So, the word light, dear listeners, covers all the heavenly concepts, all the attributes, all the asma'ul husna, all the names, and it is left to common sense to choose among the various meanings according to the situation, based on which context we are using the term nur, we can choose from among the different meanings and different instances, better say, of this word. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's new episode of The Lantern. One of the things I really find funny, one of the most comical and hilarious misconceptions that exists regarding Islam is that it advocates violence and it teaches people to resort to things that are methods and manners, behaviorisms that are considered less than civil and courteous. I find that ironic and funny and comedic for a whole lot of reasons. But first, let's listen to a short story regarding the benefits, the individual and collective benefits of not resorting to violence, and how in many, many cases it has changed the course of history. And we'll be right back.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, dear friends of this program, Lantern, so welcome. We have an interesting story for today, so let's see what's the title.